An air raid siren in Israel as incoming missiles are detected. Thousands are dead on both sides of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, including 5 UN workers and a number of Red Cross workers. Much of the world continues to line up behind Israel, including the United States. Here's U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin in Brussels today at NATO.
Like any other country, Israel has a right to defend itself. As the president says, Israel has a duty to defend itself. And make no mistake, the United States will remain able to project power and to direct resources to tackle crises in multiple theaters. So we will stand firmly with Israel as we continue to support Ukraine.
At the White House Wednesday morning, U.S. President Joe Biden also addressed the U.S. commitment.
As I said yesterday, my commitment to Israel's security and the safety of the Jewish people is unshakable. The United States has Israel's back, and we're going to be working on this all through today and beyond.
Israel is forming a unity government to oversee the war. Let's get that part of the story from AP correspondent Charles Della Desma.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and a leading opposition figure have created a wartime cabinet to oversee the fight against Hamas militants. The new cabinet will consist of Netanyahu, Benny Gantz, a senior opposition figure and former defense minister, and the current defense minister, a statement released by Gantz says. The cabinet will focus only on issues of war. It appeared the rest of Netanyahu's existing government members, a collection of far-right and ultra-orthodox parties, would remain in place to handle other issues. I'm Charles Della Desma.
This is VOA News. An earthquake has hit part of western Afghanistan, where an earthquake on